Not such would have been the reception of Robert Raikes in the land of the Pilgrims and of Penn, of the Catholic, the Cavalier, and the Huguenot. And who does not rejoice that it would be impossible thus to welcome this primitive Christian, the founder of Sunday schools? His heralds would be the preachers of the gospel, and the eminent in piety, benevolence, and zeal. His procession would number in its ranks the messengers of the cross and the disciples of the Savior, Sunday school teachers and white-robed scholars. The temples of the Most High would be the scenes of his triumph. Homage and gratitude to him would be anthems of praise and thanksgiving to God. Parents would honor him as more than a brother. Children would reverence him as more than a father. The faltering words of age, the firm and sober voice of manhood, the silvery notes of youth would bless him as a Christian patron. The wise and the good would acknowledge him everywhere as a national benefactor, as a patriot, even to a land of strangers. He would have come a messenger of peace to a land of peace. No images of camps and sieges and battles, no agonies of the dying and the wounded, no shouts of victory or processions of triumph would mingle with the recollections of the multitude who welcomed him.